Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's interesting. I thought we had a startup song here. I guess we don't. Anyway, good night. Good evening. I'm L.A. Steele. And tonight we're going to do something very special. I don't know if it's very, if it's extremely special, but it has something to do I'm going to read the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, T-H-O-T-H. Probably some of you may know who he is, or some of you have listened to my shows over the years, but my excellent friend George Nixon, who passed away a couple of years ago, and of course we have most of his shows on archive under Friday Night with George Nixon on our show, on our website. But he introduced me to Thoth many, many years ago, and I was grateful because of the basic understanding of this information, I was able to understand George, okay, and of course the many, 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 many aspects of esoteric knowledge since then. But you can go to this and check out the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, okay? It's on Crystal Links. You can actually get it from my website, lasteelshow.org, and go into the link section. I'm going to start tonight's reading with this. The history of the tablets translated in the following pages is strange and beyond the belief of modern scientists. Their antiquity is stupendous, dating back some 36,000 years B.C. The writer is Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, an Atlantean priest king who founded a colony in ancient Egypt after the sinking of the mother country. He was the builder of the Great Pyramid of Giza, erroneously attributed to Cheops, and in it he incorporated his knowledge of the ancient wisdom and also secreted records and instruments of ancient Atlantis. For some 16,000 years, he ruled the ancient race of Egypt from approximately 52,000 BC to 36,000 BC. At that time, the ancient barbarous race among which he and his followers had settled had been raised to a high degree of civilization. Thoth was an immortal. That is, he had conquered death, passing on when he lived, when he willed, and even then, not through death. His vast wisdom made him ruler over the various Atlantean colonies, including the ones in South and Central America. When the time came for him to leave Egypt, he erected the Great Pyramid over the entrance of the Great Hall of Amenti and placed in it his records and appointed guards for his secret from among the highest of his people. In later times, the descendants of these guards became the pyramid priests, by which Thoth was deified as the god of wisdom, the recorder, by those in the age of darkness which followed his passing. In legend, the halls of Amenti became the underworld, the halls of the gods, where the souls passed after death for judgment. During later ages, the ego of Thoth passed into the bodies of men in a manner described in the tablets. As such, he incarnated three times, in his last being known as Hermes, the thrice born. It's a Greek Hermes. During later ages, the ego of Thoth passed into the bodies of men in a manner described in the tablets. As such, he incarnated three times in the last one is the thrice born. In his incarnation, he left the writings known to modern occultists as the Emerald Tablets, a later and far lesser exposition of the ancient mysteries. The tablets translated in this work are 10 which were left in the Great Pyramid in the custody of the pyramid priests. The ten are divided into 13 parts for the sake of convenience. The last two are so great and far-reaching in their import, and at present it is forbidden to release them to the world at large. However, in those contained herein are secrets which will prove of inestimable value of the serious student. They should be read not once, but 100 times from once, for only thus can their true meaning be revealed. A casual reading will give a glimpses of beauty, but more intensive study will open avenues of wisdom to the seeker. This is interesting because when I published Zinzuru, okay, the Zinzuru, and I put that up, and I found that over the last many years that I've had my website on, hundreds and hundreds and thousands, probably perhaps thousands of people have been searching for that word, and it has been has always come back to my website, okay, and the magic words of Zinzuru, which Thoth has said. And it's interesting when I look at my website stats, I find that I find that word to be quite prevalent, okay, over the many years. During later ages, the ego of Thoth passed into the bodies of men in the manner described in the tablets. As such, he incarnated three times, and in his last being known as Hermes, the thrice born. In the incantation, he left the writings known to modern cultists as the Emerald Tablets. The tablets translated in this work are ten. I already went through that. The last two are so great that the far-reaching in their import at this present is at forbidden to release them to the world at large. However, in those contained herein, the secrets which will prove of inestimable value to a serious student, they should be read not once but 100 times, for only thus can the true meaning of reveal be revealed. And a casual reading will give glimpses of beauty, but more intensive study will open avenues of wisdom to the seeker. But now a word as to how these mighty secrets can be revealed to modern man after being hidden so long. Some 1,300 years B.C., Egypt, the ancient Chem, was in turmoil, and many delegations of priests were sent to other parts of the world. Among these were some of the pyramid priests, who carried with them the Emerald Tablets as a talisman by which they could easily, which they could exercise authority over the less advanced priestcraft of races descended from the Atlantean colonies. The tablets were understood from legend to give the bearer authority from Thoth. The particular group of priests bearing the tablet emigrated to South America, where they founded a flourishing race, the Mayas, who remembered much of the ancient wisdom. Among these, the priests settled and remained in the 10th century. The Mayas had thoroughly settled the Yucatan, and the tablets were placed beneath the altar of one of the great temples of the sun god. After the conquest of the Mayas by the Spaniards, the cities were abandoned and the treasures of the temples forgotten. It should be understood that the Great Pyramid of Egypt has been and still is a temple of initiation into the mysteries. Jesus, Solomon, Apollonius, and others were initiated there. The writer, who has a connection with the Great White Lodge, which also works through the pyramid priesthood, was instructed to recover the return of the Great Pyramid and the ancient tablets. Thus, after adventures which need not be detailed here, was accomplished, before returning them, he was given permission to retranslate and retain a copy of the wisdom engraved on the tablets. This was done in 1925, and only now has permission been given for a part to be published. It is expected that many will scoff, yet the true student will read these between the lines and gain wisdom.
If the light is in you, the light will be engraved and these tablets will respond. Now a word as to the material aspect of the tablets. These consist of 12 tablets of emerald green, formed from a substance created through alchemical transmutation. They are imperishable, resistant to all elements and substances. In effect, the atomic and cellular substance structure is fixed, no change ever taking place. In this respect, they violate the material law of ionization. Upon them are engraved characters in the ancient Atlantean language, characters which respond to attuned thought waves, releasing the associated mental vibrations in the minds of the reader. The tablets are fastened together with hoops of golden color alloy, suspended from a rod of the same material, so much for the material appearance. The wisdom contained therein is the foundation of the material of the ancient mysteries, and for the one who reads with open eyes and mind, his wisdom shall be increased 100-fold. Read, believe it or not, but read, and the vibration found therein will awaken a response in your soul. In the following pages, I will reveal some of the mysteries which as yet have not only been touched upon lightly, even by myself or other teachers or students of truth. Man's search for understanding of the laws which regulate his life has been unending, yet always just beyond the veil which shields the high planes from material man's vision, the truth has existed, ready to be assimilated by those who enlarge their visions by turning inwards, not outward, into their search. In the silence of material senses lies the key to the unveiling of wisdom. He who talks does not know. He who knows does not talk. And the highest knowledge is unutterable, for it exists as an entity in lanes which transcend all material world words or symbols. All symbols are but keys to doors leading to truths, and many times the doors is not open because the key seems so great that the things which are beyond it are not visible. If we can understand that all keys, all material symbols are manifestations, are but extensions of a great law and truth, we will begin to develop the vision which will enable us to penetrate beyond the veil. All things in all universes move according to law, and the law which regulates the movements of the planet is no more immutable than the law which regulates the material expression of man. One of the greatest of all cosmic laws is that which is responsible for the formation of man as a material being. The great aim of the mystery schools of all ages has been to reveal the workings of the law which connects man, the material, and man, the spiritual. The connecting link between the material man and the spiritual man is the intellectual man, for the mind partakes of both the material and immaterial qualities. The aspirant for light, life, and love only begins on the material plane. Carried to its ultimate, its final goal is complete oneness with the universal consciousness. The foundation in the material is the first step which comes the higher goal of spiritual attainment. In the following pages, I will give an interpretation of the Emerald Tablets and their secret, hidden, and esoteric meaning. Concealed in the words of Thoth are many meanings, but that do not appear on the surface. Light of knowledge brought to bear upon the tablets will open many new fields of thought. Read and be wise, but only if the light of your consciousness awakens the deep-seated understanding, which is an inherent quality of your soul. Psychic and Spiritual Development Index. see. I'm trying to get there. Hopefully we can. The History of Thoth and the Atlantean. Tablet 1. I, Thoth, the Atlantean, master of mysteries, keeper of records, mighty king, magician, living from generation to generation, being about to pass into the halls of Amenti, set down for the guidance of those that are to come after these records of the mighty wisdom of great Atlantis. In the great city of Kior, on the island of Undal, in a time far past, I began this incarnation, not as the little man of the present age did. The mighty ones of Atlantis live and die, but rather from eon to eon did they renew their lives in the halls of Amenti, where the rivers of life flow eternally onward. 100 times 10 have I descended the dark way that led into light, and as many times have I ascended from the darkness into the light, my strength and power renewed. Now for a time I descend, and the men of Chem, Chem is alchemy in ancient Egypt, shall know me no more. But in time yet unborn will I rise again, mighty and potent, requiring an accounting of those left behind me. Then beware, O men of Chem, if ye have falsely betrayed my teaching, for I shall cast ye down from your high estate into the darkness of the caves from whence ye came. Betray not my secrets to the men of the north or the men of the south, lest my curse fall upon ye. And remember and heed my words, for surely will I return again, and require of thee that which ye guard, I, even from beyond time and beyond death, will I return, rewarding for punishing as ye have requited your trust. Great were my people in the ancient days, great beyond the conception of the little people now known around me, knowing the wisdom of old and seeking far within the heart of infinity, knowledge that belonged to Earth's youth. Wise were we with the wisdom of children of light who dwelt among us. Strong were we with the drawn power from the eternal fire. And of all these, greatest among the children of men was my father. So thought me. THOTME, keeper of the great temple, link between the children of light who dwelt within the temple and the races of men who inhabited the 10 islands. Mouthpiece after the 3 of the dweller of Yunal, speakers speaking to the kings with a voice that must be obeyed. Grew I there from a child into a manhood, being taught by my father the elder's mystery, until in time there grew within the fire of wisdom until it burst into a consuming flame. Not desired I, but the attainment of wisdom, until on a great day the command came from the dwellers of the temple that I be brought before him. Few there were among the children of men who had looked upon the mighty face and lived. For not as the sons of men are the children of light, then they are not incarnate in physical body. Chosen was I from the sons of men, taught by the dweller, so that his purposes might be fulfilled and purposed yet unborn in the womb of time. Long ages I dwelt in the temple, learning ever and yet ever more wisdom, until I too approached the light emitted from the great fire. Taught me he the path of Amenti, the underworld where the great kings sit upon his thrones of might. And deep I bowed in homage before the lords of life and the lords of death, receiving as my gift the key of life. And free as I of the halls of Amenti, bound not by death to the circle of life. Far to the stars I journeyed until space and time became as naught. Then having drunk deep of the cup of wisdom, I looked into the hearts of men, and there found I great mysteries, and was glad. For only in the search for truth could my soul be stilled and the flames within me quenched. Down through the ages I lived, seeing those around me a taste of the cup of death and the return against the light of life. Gradually from the kingdoms of Atlantis passed waves of consciousness that had been one with me, only to be replaced by spawn or of a lower star. In obedience to the law, the word of the Master grew into flower. Downward into the darkness turned the thoughts of Atlanteans, until at least in this wrath arose from his Agwanti, the dweller. This word has no English equivalent. It means a state of a detachment, speaking the word, calling the power. Deep in Earth's heart, the son of Amenti heard and hearing, directing the changing of the flower of fire that burns eternally, changing and shifting, using the logos until the great fire changed its direction. Over the world then broke the great waters, drowning and sinking, changing Earth's balance, until only the temple of light was left, standing on the great mountains on Udendal, still rising out of the water. Some there were living, saving from the rush of the fountains. Called to me then the Master, saying, gather ye together my people, take them by the arts ye have learned afar across the waters, until ye reach the land of hairy barbarians, dwelling in caves of the deserts. Follow there the plan that ye know of. Gathered I then my people, and entered the great ship of the Master. Upward we rose into the morning. Dark beneath us lay the temple. Suddenly over it rose the waters, vanished from earth, until the time appointed was the great temple. Vast we fled toward the sun of the morning, until beneath us lay the land of the children of Kem. And raging they came with cudgels and spears, lifting in anger, seeking to slay and utterly destroy the sons of Atlantis. Then raised I my staff and directed a ray of vibration, striking them still in their tracks as fragments of stone of the mountains. Then spoke I to them in words calm and peaceful, telling them of the might of Atlantis, and saying they were children of the sun and its messengers. Cowed I them by my display of magic science, until at my feet they growled when I released them. Long dwelt we in the land of Kem, long and yet long again, until, obeying the command of the Master, who while sleeping yet lives eternally, I sent from me the sons of Atlantis, sent them in many directions, and from the wombs of time, wisdom might rise again in their children. Long time dwelt I in the land of Kemp, doing great works by the wisdom within me, and upward grew into the light of knowledge the children of Kemp, watered by the rains of my wisdom. And blasted I then a path to Amenti, so that I might retain my power, living from age to age, a son of Atlantis, keeping the wisdom, preserving the records. Great grew the sons of Kem, conquering the people around them, and growing slowly upwards in soul force. Now for a time I go from among them into the dark halls of Amenti, deep in the halls of the earth, before the lords of the power, face to face once again with the dweller. Raised I high over the entrance, a doorway, a gateway leading down to Amenti. Few there will be with courage dare it. Few past the portal to Darkamente, raised over the passage. I, a mighty pyramid, using the power that overcomes earth, force, gravity, deep and yet deeper, place I a force house or chamber. From it carved I a circular passage reaching almost to the great summit. There in the apex set I the crystal, sending the ray into the time-space, drawing the force from out of the ether, concentrating upon the gateway to Amente. In other chambers I built and left vacant to all seeming, yet hidden within them are the keys to Amente, and he who is courage, who in courage would dare the dark realms, let him be purified first by long fasting, and lie in the sarcophagus of stone in my chamber. Then reveal I to him the great mysteries. Soon shall he feel to where I shall meet him. Even in the darkness of earth shall I meet him. I, Thoth, Lord of Wisdom, meet him and hold him and dwell with him always. Builded I the great pyramid, patterned after the pyramid of earth force, burning eternally, so that it too might remain through the ages. In it I builded my knowledge of magic science, so that I might be here when again I return from Amente. I, while I sleep in the halls of Amente, my soul roaming free, will incarnate, dwell among men in this form or another. Hermes, thrice born. Emissary on earth, eye of the dweller, fulfilling his commands, so many might be listed. Now return I to the halls of Amente, leaving behind me some of my wisdom. Preserve ye and keep ye the command of the dweller. Lift ever upwards your eyes to the light. Surely in time ye are one with the Master. Surely by right ye are one with the Master. And surely by right ye are one with the All. Now I depart from ye. Know my commandments. Keep them and be them. And I will be with you, guiding you into the light. Now before me opens the portal, go I down in the darkness of night. And that is the first book, the Emerald Tablets. The second tablet is the Hall of Amente. Now remember that Thoth is reading this. I'm reading it, interpreting it for you, but Thoth is writing this. This is the second tablet, the Halls of Amente. Deep in Earth's heart lie the Halls of Amente, far beneath the islands of sunken Atlantis, halls of the dead and halls of the living, bathed in the fire of the infinite all. Far in a past time, lost in a space time, the children of light look down on the world, seeing the children of men in their bondage, bound by the force that came from beyond, and knew they that only by freedom from bondage could man ever rise from the earth to the sun. And down they descended and created bodies, taking the semblance of men in their own. And the masters of everything said after their forming, we are they who were formed from the space dust, partaking of life from the infinite all, lying in the world as children of men, like and yet unlike the children of men. Then for a dwelling place, far beneath the earth crust, blasted great spaces they by their power, spaces apart from the children of men, surrounded them by forces and power, shielded from the harm they the calls of the dead. Side by side then placed they other spaces, filled them with life and with light above, from the above. Builded they then the halls of Amenti, that they might dwell eternally there, living with life to eternity's end. 32 were there of the children, sons of light, who had come among men, seeking to free from the bondage of darkness those who were bound by the forces from beyond. And deep in the halls of life grew a flower, flaming, expanding, driving backwards the light. Their time after time placed their first created bodies so that they might, by filled with the spirit of life, 100 years out of each 1,000 must the life-giving light flame forth on their bodies, quickening, awakening the spirit of life. There in the circle from eon to eon sit the great masters, living a life not known among men. There in the halls of life they lie sleeping. Free flows their soul through the bodies of men. And time after time, while their bodies lie sleeping, incarnate they in the bodies of men, teaching and guiding onward and upward out of the darkness to the light. There in the halls of life, filled with their wisdom, known not to the races of man, living forever neath the cold fire of life, sit the children of light. Times there are when they awaken, come from the depths to their lights among men, and infinite there among finite men. He who by progress has grown from the darkness, lifted himself from the night into the light, free is he, might of the halls of Amenti, free of the flower of light and of life, guided he then by wisdom and knowledge, passes from men to the master of life. He may dwell as one with the masters, free from the bonds of the darkness of night, seated within the flower of radiance, sit 7 lords from the space-times above us, helping the guiding through infinite wisdom and pathway through time of the children of men. Mighty and strange, they veiled with their power, silent, all-knowing, drawing the life force, drift different, yet one with the children of men, I different and yet one with the children of light. Custodians and watchers of the force of man's bondage, ready to lose when the light has been reached, first and most mighty sits the veiled presence, Lord of Lords, the infinite nine, over the other from each, the lords of the cycles. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, each with his mission, each with his power, guiding, directing the destiny of men, of man. There sit they, mighty and potent, free of all time and space. Not of this world they yet akin to it. Elder brothers they of the children of men, judging and weighing they with their wisdom, watching the progress of light among men. There before them was I, led by the dweller, watched him blend with one from above. Then from he came forth a voice saying, great art thou, Thoth, among children of men, free henceforth of the halls of Amenti, masters of life among children of men. Taste not of death except as thou will it, and drink thou of life to eternity's end. Henceforth forever is life, thine for the taking. Henceforth is death at the call of thy hand. Dwell here for leave here or leave here, when thou desirest free as Amenti to the Son of Man. Take thou up life in what form thou desirest. Child of the light that has grown among men, choose thou thy work, for all should must labor. Never be free from the pathway of light. In one step thou hast gained on a long pathway upward. Infinite now is the mountain of light. Each step thou taketh must heighten, but heightens the mountain. all of thy progress, but lengthens the goal. Approach ye even ever to the infinite wisdom, ever before they receive the goal. And free are ye made now of the halls of Amenti to walk hand in hand with the lords of the world, one in one purpose, working together, bring of light to the children of men. Then from his throne came one of the masters, taking my hand and leading me onward through the halls of the deep hidden land, led me through the halls of Amenti, showing the mysteries that are known not to man. Through the dark passage downward he led me into the halls where sight and dark death, vast as space, lay the great hall before me, walled by darkness, but yet filled with light. Before me arose a great throne of darkness, filled in it sat a figure of night, darker than darkness, sat the great figure, dark with the darkness not of the night. Before it then paused the master speaking. The word that brings about life, saying, O master of darkness, guide of the way from life unto life, before thee I bring a son of morning, touch him not ever with the power of night, call not his name to the darkness of night, know him and see him, one of our brothers, lifted from darkness into the light, release thou his flame from its bondage, free let its flame through the darkness of night. Raised in the hand of the figure, forth came a flame that grew clear and bright, rolled back swiftly the curtains of darkness, unveiled the hall from the darkness of night. Then grew in the great space before me, flame after flame upon the veil of the night, uncounted millions leaped there before me, some flaming forth as flowers of fire. Others there were that shed a dim radiance, flowing but faintly from out of the night. Some there were that faded swiftly, others that grew from a small spark of light, each sounded by its dim veil of darkness, yet flaming with light that could never be quenched, coming and going like fireflies like in springtime, filled they with space, with light, and with life. Then spoke a voice mighty and solemn, saying, these are lights that are souls among men, growing and fading, existing forever, changing yet living through death into life. When they have bloomed into flower, reach the zenith of growth in their life, swiftly then send I veil of darkness shrouding the changes, changing to new forms of life. I noticed I have a listener here. I'm going to put on the air. Hang on one second.
Hello.
808. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Who are you?
Hi, how are you? My name
how
is Kuulilani. I'm okay. I'm just listening to you talk.
Oh, great. Do you enjoy that? What I'm talking about? Are you into talk?
I'm finding it interesting. I'm about these emerald tablets that you're talking about.
And I'm glad you are.
Have you
read the emerald tablets, or is this the first time?
This is the first time really hearing about it. I mean, I've heard about like some findings of these tablets, but
right.
I mean, I haven't really gone in depth, and I was just listening
sure.
to your show and just checking it out. The first
I tried
time
to bring
listening
this up,
to it.
I was introduced to it about 7 or 8 years ago, maybe more, by a friend of mine, George Dixon, and it's fascinating that this guy reincarnated a number of times, and not George, but I mean Toth, and he has been
mm-hmm.
a teacher of humanity for many, many, many eons, you know, centuries, centuries. So
I definitely think that this is what my theory is. I had these weird dreams and like in my dreams I was told that there was an ancient alien serpent princess that got like rebelled against what would have been like, you know, like another Big Bang thing where like it would have brought total harmony and alchemized everything to one, like one element. And so she rebelled and came to Earth and then birthed the city of Atlantis, and she had abilities that were like, so like the vibrations of like sonar and healing and stuff came from her, and it birthed like the first like clairvoyant person, like she like, you know, birthed the city of Atlantis and also birthed and like these aliens that have been coming to Earth for like over 25,000 years are coming to rebuild her DNA, taking strand by strand, because she's like interwoven into our human DNA, and certain people are related to her, and then there's the royal line, and they were coming, and they tried to take me because I had the last strand they needed, or there's going to be another 25,000 years, and like we were looking in Russia, and we were looking, and then so I put my own light around me, and I woke up. It's like a really intense dream, and then I had all these other weird dreams, and like I'm trying to make sense of it. I kind of just want to make it all into a movie because it just looks like a movie to me. It's kind of cool, but
yeah,
I don't know. So like looking into history is a way to look into the future. I truly believe that. I believe that if more Americans looked into World War Two, we understand what's going on in the economy and what's going on now and how to prevent, and we're doing the exact opposite that we need to be doing, but nobody takes the time to really like analyze and see the patterns that we are accumulating as humanity in general, not to mention mixed up with history and science. When you all break it down, we're just this element that some supreme intelligence is overriding that separates you from a death and me from you, and you know, and when you think about it like that, then you're like, wow, that like you can just in one way, yeah, what you think can be a truth no matter what, you know, within your subconscious or your conscious, or maybe it is real, maybe it, I don't know, but so it's just finding your own groove and wave. And I was just vibing out on this and meditating at the same time, about to take a nap. And then I got a phone call and I have to wait for an email, so there's no nap taking.
Well, I think you may be on something there, but I think everything is cyclical. And I think we're in that cycle again. And the reason I felt like reading thoughts tonight was because here's somebody who knows, understands, and has been here many, 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 many different times in reincarnations and has taught the world, you know. And thank you. Thank you for your comments tonight. I appreciate them. And I'm going to continue
thank
reading.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Right on. I'm going to continue listening.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to continue here. So, let's see. Then spoke a voice, mighty and solemn, saying, "These are lights that are souls among men, growing and fading, existing forever, changing yet living through death into life. When they are bloomed into flower, reach the zenith of growth in their life, swiftly then send I my veil of darkness, shrouding the changing to new forms of life. Steadily upward throughout the ages, growing, expanding into yet another flame, lighting the darkness with yet another, with greater power, quenched yet unquenched by veil of the night. So grows the soul of man ever upward, quenched yet unquenched by the darkness of night. I, death, come, and yet I remain not, for life eternal exists in the all, only an obstacle, I in a pathway quick to be conquered by the infinite light. Awaken, O flame that burns within, burns ever inward, and flame forth to conquer the veil of night. And then in the midst of the flame and the darkness grew there one that drove forth the night,
flaming, expanding, and ever brighter, until at last was nothing but a light. Then spoke my guide, the voice of the Master, see your own soul as it grows in the night, free now forever from the Lord of the night. And forward he led me through many great spaces filled with the mysteries of the children of light, mysteries that man may never yet know of until he too is a son of the light. And backward he led me into the light of the hall of the light. Knelt I then before the great masters, Lord of all, from the cycles above. Spoke he then the word of the great power, saying, thou hast been made free of the halls of Amenti, and choose thou thy work among the children of men. And then I spoke, O great master, let me be a teacher of men, leading them onward and upward until they too are lights among men, freed from the veils of the night that surround them, and flaming with the light that shall shine upon among men. And spoke to me then the voice, go as yet will, so be it decreed. And master, are ye of your destiny free to take them or reject all at will? And take ye the power, take ye the wisdom, shine as a light among the children of men. And upward then led me the dweller, dwelt I again among the children of men, and teaching and showing some of my wisdom, son of the light, a fire among men. Now again I tread the path downward, seeking the light in the darkness of night. Hold ye and keep ye, preserve my record, and guide shall it be to the children of men. Interesting. So, yeah, you're still with it. Yeah, what did you think of that?
I like it because it just gives you a different way to the way the person is writing the words or the way they're channeling their information. It's very descriptive. So when you're saying the words, it's really like I'm listening to a story. I can see it, you know,
yeah.
I can imagine it.
And
it's very believable.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story because the Emerald Tablets were written by Toth, and they actually were written in Emerald Tablets, okay? And they were found in the Great Pyramid, and they were translated and brought forth to the world. And if you go to, I'm reading this from crystallinks.com, and they have the entire Emerald Tablets there. And it says, and I'm going to the third tablet. It's Key of Wisdom. And it says, I taught the Atlantean, give of my wisdom, give of my knowledge, give of my power. Freely I give to the children of men. Give that they too might have wisdom to shine through the world from the veil of the night. Wisdom is power and power is wisdom, one with each other and perfecting the whole. Be thou not proud, O man, in thy wisdom. Discourse with the ignorant as well as the wise. If one comes to thee full of knowledge, listen and heed, for wisdom is all. And keep thou not silent when evil is spoken for truth, like the sunlight shines above all. He who overstepped the law shall be punished, for only through law comes the freedom of men. And cause thou not fear, for fear is a bondage, a fetter that binds the darkness to men. And follow thine heart during thy lifetime, and do thou more than is commended of thee. When thou hast gained riches, follow thou thine heart, for all these are of no avail if thine heart be weary. And diminish thou not the time of following thine heart, it is abhorred of the soul. They that are guided go not astray, but they that are lost continue cannot fight. Find a straight path. If thou go among men, make for thyself love the beginning and end of the heart. If one cometh into thee for counsel, let him speak freely. that thing for which he hath come to thee may be done. If he hesitates to open his heart to thee, it is because thou the judge dost the wrong. And repeat thou not extravagant speech, neither listen thou to it, for it is the utterance of one not in equilibrium. Speak thou not of it, so that he before thee may know wisdom. And silence is of a great profit, and abundance of speech profiteth nothing. Exalt not thine heart above the children of men, and lest it be brought lower than the dust. If thou be great among men, be honored for knowledge and gentleness. If thou seekest to know the nature of a friend, ask for his companion, but pass a time alone with him and debate with him, testing his heart by his words and his bearing. That which goeth into the storehouse must come forth, and the things that are thine must be shared with a friend. Knowledge is regarded by the fool as ignorance, and the things that are profitable are to him hurtful, and he liveth in death. It is therefore his food. The wise man lets his heart overflow, but keeps silent his mouth. O man, list the voice of wisdom and list the voice of light. Mysteries there are in the cosmos that unveiled him the world with their light. And let he who would be free from the bonds of darkness first divine the material from the immaterial, the fire from the earth. For know ye that as earth descends to earth, so also fire ascends unto fire and becomes one with fire. And he who knows the fire that is within himself shall ascend unto the eternal fire and dwell in it eternally. Fire in the inner fire is the most potent of all fours, for it overcometh all things and penetrates to all things of the earth. Man supports himself only on that which resists, so earth must resist man, else he existeth not. Ah. All eyes do not see with the same vision, for to one an object appears of one form and color, and to a different eye of another. So also the infinite fire changing from color to color is never the same from day to day. Thus I speak, I talk of my wisdom, for a man is a fire burning bright through the night, never is quenched in the veil of darkness, and never is quenched by the veil of the night. Into man's hearts I looked by my wisdom, and found them not free from the bondage of strife, and free from the toils of thy fire, O my brother, lest it be buried in the shadow of night. And hark ye, O man, and list to this wisdom, where no man and form cease. Only in consciousness, invisible, an infinite force of radiance bright, the forms of that ye create by brightening day vision are truly effect that follow thy cause. And man is a star bound to a body until in the end he is freed through his strife. Only by struggle and toiling thy utmost shall the star within thee bloom out in new life. And he who knows the commencement of all things, free in a star from the realm of night. Remember, O man, that all which exists is only from a form of that which exists not. And everything that has been is passing into yet another being, and thou thyself are not an exception. Consider the law, for all is law. Seek not that which is not of the law, for such exists only in the illusions of the senses. And wisdom cometh to all her children, even as they cometh in unto wisdom. As through the ages the light has been hidden, awake, O man, and be wise. Deep in the mysteries of life have I traveled, seeking and searching for that which is hidden. List ye, O man, and wee, and be wise. And far beneath the earth crust in the halls of Amenti, mysteries I saw that are hidden from men. Oft have I journeyed the deep hidden passages, looked on the light that is life among men, and there beneath the flower of life ever living, searched I the hearts and the secrets of men, found I that man is but living in darkness, light of the great fire is hidden within. And before the lords of hidden Amenti, learned I the wisdom I give unto men. Masters are they of the great secret wisdom brought from the future of infinity Zen. And seven are they, the lords of Amenti, overlords, they of the children of morning, sons of the cycles, masters of wisdom. Formed are not they as the children of men. 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9 are the titles of the masters of men. Far from the future, formless yet forming, came they as teachers to the children of men. Live they forever, yet not of the living, bound not to life, and yet free from death. Rule they forever with infinite wisdom, bound yet not bound to the dark halls of death. Life they have in them, yet life that is not life, free from all are the lords of the all. And forth from them came forth the Logos, instruments they of the power o'er all. Vast is their countenance, yet hidden in smallness, formed by forming, known yet unknown. Three holds the key of all hidden magic, created he of the halls of the dead, sending forth power shrouding in darkness, binding the souls of the children of men, and sending the darkness, binding the soul force, director of negative, to the children of men. Four is he who loses the power, lord he of life to the children of men. Light is his body, flame is his countenance, freer of souls to the children of men. Five is the master, the lord of all magic, key to the world that resounds among men. Six is the lord of light, the hidden pathway, path of the souls of the children of men. And seven is he who is lord of the vastness, master of space, and the key of the times. Eight is he who orders the progress, weighs and balances the journey of men. And nine is the father, vast he of countenance, forming and changing from out of the formless. Meditate on the symbols I give thee, and keys are they to hidden from men. Reach ever upward, O soul of the morning, and turn thy thoughts upward to light and to life, and find in the keys of the numbers I give thee, bring light on the pathway from life unto life, and seek ye my with wisdom. Turn thy thoughts inward, close not thy mind to the flower of light, and place in thy body a thought form picture. Think of the numbers that lead thee to life. And clear is the pathway to he who has wisdom. Open the door to the kingdom of light. And pour forth thy flame as a sun of the morning. Shut out the darkness and live in the day. And take thee, O man, as part of thy being, the seven who are but are not as they seem. Opened, O man, have I made my wisdom. Follow the path and the way I have led. Masters of wisdom, son of the morning light and life to the children of men. And with that, that is the third tablet of Nikki of Wisdom, of thought. And I will continue this program next week, on next Thursday. Now, I thank you for joining us, and hope you...
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And hope you enjoyed it. And
I did.
Okay, thanks. And
hello.
Good night. Have a great evening.
You too.
We'll talk next week. Good night, everyone.